Camp 2025 officially underway with head coach Chris Creighton. What's it feel like to be back out here, year 12, opening fall camp?
Oh, man, it feels awesome. Every year, you know, feels awesome. But you say year 12, I mean, it's Max Crosby Field now in the factory. I'm looking at our team building and 113 guys, you know what I mean, and coaching staff that cares. And so it's, man, we love what we do. It's great being out here. Great meeting last night and good meetings this morning. And got to play, helmets-only version of football today. So life is good.
How much different is it to flip the switch going from walkthroughs and the meetings to now officially being in camp? What is there a true difference when it gets into it, just in terms of intensity?
Well, I mean, there's an intensity, you know, whatever you're doing. But, you know, flipping the switch, we talked about that last night. You know, the vets, the guys who are older, know themselves and know how to do that, you know, both on game day and on a practice day. When you have, you know, 25 practices in a row, you have to have some kind of routine, right, where you are consciously saying, okay, when I step foot on the field or when I after the last jumping jack or when I touch the wall on the way out, you know what I mean, I'm locked in and I'm ready to go. And then you've got guys who this is their first time here, their first time playing college football, and, I mean, they don't know, you know, left from right, and it's not their fault, they're just learning, and so and they don't really know themselves yet, so it's you know, you've got a mixed bag, and leaders lead and bring guys along, and so I'd say, to answer your question, some guys know how to flip the switch, you know, and some guys are learning how to do that.
I know it's been a while since we've had the old two-a-day setup, and we're years past that, but do you enjoy the setup now where you get your practice, you still get the meetings and the walkthroughs and don't have to just beat the body up the same way throughout a long day?
You know, as long as I can remember here at Eastern Michigan, we have one person, you know, in a red jersey. One. I mean, that is awesome. We had 112 people practicing out here today. Just, you know, so thankful for that, and our training staff and strength staff and the guys, obviously themselves, coaches, you know, it's just, it's awesome, having healthy bodies, and ready to go. And what was your question with that?
Just in terms of just not having the two-a-days
yeah.
that you used
and,
to.
And so, yeah, no,
does
it's
that
good.
Help change and learn stuff in a different capacity?
Yeah. So coming into it, you know, with one person out, you know, right, the goal is to stay as close to that, you know, as we can. And so, you know, we went 16 periods today, right? And that's a short practice. And then, like you said, it's not a two-a-day. We'll have a run-through later in tennis shoes and lots of meetings and time for these guys to take a nap and, you know, eating, you know, three meals and a couple snacks and – we go 3 days on and then one day off from practice, which we've really learned is sort of a kind of a secret sauce, you know, to go for those 3 days and then to have a day completely off is just really, really good for the mind and the body, probably a little bit for the soul too. And the NCAA has worked hard now to give us, you know, the amount of days from start to the first game where you can take it. Days off,
nope.
And still get the practices in that you need. And so, you know, after all these years and lots of changes, I mean, we feel as though we've got a really good formula.
How would you rate today's practice in terms of just guys being ready? And what was your biggest takeaway from today?
It's, you know, obviously guys want to be here and want to be out here. And so the effort and the energy and all that was good. And then, you know, as a coach, after all of these years, I mean, you learn it and you know it going in that, yeah, you can't assume anything, and there's just basic fundamentals, right? That you know, that slip a little bit when you're not. There's a reason why there's coaches, and these guys are intrinsically motivated and want it badly. But there's a reason why there's coaches, and you know, we had the ball on the ground some, and you know, some false starts and offsides, and you know, not getting lined up, and you know, paying attention to the play clock, and there's just some fundamental things that. Are really typical in a first practice, so it's not a problem or an issue. It's just stuff that you got to make sure that. So it was good, man. When you're with guys that, you know, care about each other, love this game, want to be here, look you in the eye, and you know what I mean, really want to get coached, there's no better place on earth.
I know camp and practices are something that you love and cherish every moment, but how much is it a relief to be able to go inside the football bubble and not have to worry about all the other things that are associated with your job and just worry about football for that hour and a half, 2 hours that you're out here?
Yeah, no, it is. It is kind of like a sanctuary, you know what I mean? Where you get to just do this, and everything else, does shut off when you're coaching and doing it. And I'm doing what I love and loving what I do.